Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
It is such a gift, a treasure. Oh my goodness, it is February.
Well, yeah, it is February. It is the month of love.
It is, and it really is the month. I love that not only is it the month where people think about Valentine's Day, but it actually energetically is a month that's all about bhakti and creative vision and second chakra and time warps and multidimensional experiences. There is just so much to share.
Well, and truly, we have a lot to talk about, and I was just kind of had a smile on my face.
I hope so.
Because the month of love is about the month of union.
Woohoo!
And you know, it brings up the question of, what are you connected to?
Yeah, that's a really powerful question, especially coming out of January. You know, remember, guys, January, what? All about authenticity, about stabilizing that first chakra. I deserve because I was born, feeling safe. And let's face it, there was a lot of energy in January that was going to challenge that. And that's part of what 2018 is about. It is the year to anchor stability and to anchor it through Shanti, Bhakti, and Ananda.
Now, the stability we're referring to is your spiritual legacy. It is the environment of the truth of your soul having your human experience.
Yeah.
When we anchor stability, what we're saying is, I am connected to my heart and spirit in a way that brings me joy.
I love that, Sri. That is beautiful.
And so one of the things to remember is, and we're going to talk a lot about the February energies, but one of the things to remember is, you can do this. It's a time to reaffirm your commitment to peace, inner peace, and to the love of yourself and all beings.
Now, hopefully by now, if you have not, guys, there is so much going on. I mean, this is such a huge month that we actually have already put out two videos. Now, we put out our first video actually at the end of January, and this video is all on the 18 new symptoms of ascension. And if you have not caught that yet, please go to our YouTube channel. Again, just go to YouTube and you will see it right there at Official Sri and Kira. The other video is, of course, the February predictions. And we're going to be talking a lot about that today, but there's so much that you want to make sure you get it all. So again, go to YouTube, Official Sri and Kira, and check out those two new videos. Now, if you want to connect with us live, hey, go ahead and give us a buzz. Remember, it's 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, lines might already be full, so if you get a busy sign, that's what it means. But hold on to that number so that you can give us a buzz as soon as we say hi to somebody else.
You know, and I, once again, I just wanted to say thank you to all of you for tuning in. We have an amazing community of spiritual travelers that gather together at this show, both live and in the archives, because true connection, true spiritual connection, is not bounded by space and time. It simply is. And so, beloveds, as you're connecting with shows in the archives, the energies of those shows are there for you to consciously use in your own magnification, in your own connection. And so we invite you to trust the flow and to know that you're not alone, that we are all doing this together.
We are doing this together, guys, because it is a profound moment. You know, one of the things, just to remind us all, is that in the experience of the energy that's happening on the planet right now, what's happening is that everyone, regardless of whether they believe in it, whether they care about it, doesn't matter. Everyone is dealing with the fact that the third and the fifth dimension have anchored. Now, remember, they have been twinning for a very long time, since the millennium, but they have now really established themselves as the third dimension and the fifth dimension. And we published a photo of this that you can see at our website, treeandcareradio.com. Now, next week, we're going to talk extensively about how you can deal with that, right? About how you can navigate that type of energy. But what's important to recognize for this show, for February energy, for what's ahead this month, is the fact that you are a master. And I want you to bring your hand to your heart and really feel that, my angels. You know, take a breath. Whoo, God, I'm feeling a lot of you guys right now. Why don't we all take a breath? Take a breath. Wow. And really relax into, I am a master. Because the moment of rich mastery has come forward on our planet. Remember, 2015 through 2022 is the ascension escalator, this powerful shifting time that will forever shift life on this planet. And within that framework of 2015 through 2022, it is this year, right now, 2018, that people will look back and see, as the word we're using is the anomaly that it is, that this will be the year that will stand out in when everybody looks back at this period of time.
And we're kind of in the middle of this escalator to expansion, this period from 2015 to 2022. Yeah. And it's a time where we are really taking stock, so to speak, because in any journey, there are moments of propulsion and there are moments of reflection. And it's important, because we are conscious beings, to pause from time to time and be present. And what am I learning? What is really going on here? And to teach our brains how to discern authenticity, because the brain is easily fooled and perceptions are easily distorted. So we are at a beautiful time where we are foundationalizing the framework for your true discernment, your truth detector, so to speak. And this is why I think that we're given this opportunity to come back in January to the root chakra.
Yeah.
And to anchor peace in that foundational chakra. You know, in the old understanding of the chakra system, the root chakra is about safety. It's about the tribe. It's about feeling that you know where you're going to get your next meal, you know, and
feeling comfortable to navigate the world.
Yeah, it's about very much tied into the physical safety.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, in the ascended understanding, in the spiritual understanding of that, safety is about being at peace with all that is.
And that's a really powerful gift, you know, because when we can give ourselves the energy, and guys, we're recapping January, because I know a lot of you are still kind of reeling from January, especially since it culminated with that vastly powerful full moon, right? That super full blood moon. And so when we can cultivate the recognition that we can be at peace with our experience of the world, with our experience of who we are, that can only come through a deep sense of trust in our divine nature.
And this is one of the gifts, as we really relax into our foundation and bring a hand to your heart and say, I deserve because I was born.
And trust that, to really just start there, guys. You don't have to, you know, there is so much energy that is trying to steal your peace right now, right? I mean, all you have to do is look around. there's plenty of it.
And being at peace means having a sense of fullness.
And the soft, gentle smile that says, okay, you might be trying to steal my peace, but that's not something you can take from me.
No, it's always there for you. And the sense of, I belong in the universe. I love myself. I'm at peace with my experience. And now let's get on with it.
Absolutely. Woo-hoo. And this is why January was such a profound month. And this is why authenticity as a pathway to peace is so powerful.
Yes.
Because when we are at peace with who we really are, when we can relax the, let's just say, the doubts, relax the stress. It's really stressful to not be yourself, isn't it?
Well,
you know,
boy,
constantly doing something else.
Yeah, if you're having, I know when I grew up, I felt like I had to fake it all the time.
Oh, I think you're not alone.
Put on a show, be on your best behavior, get the grades.
Be somebody else.
And just don't let them see you really who you are.
Exactly.
Well, that's a no fun way to live.
It's a hard way to live. And how many people do you know are hiding every day, either because they are afraid or they don't they don't trust. And the reality is that we will pick pain over authenticity if it is a safe experience.
If it's a pain we feel we know how to navigate.
And I'm putting the word safe in air quotes there,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, because the ego would rather have something predictable, even if it's hurtful,
exactly,
than to have the unknown.
Well, and the ego would also rather be able to say, this might be painful, but at least it's safe. At least you know it. Yeah. And people will live their whole lives. They'll stay in marriages. They'll stay in relationships. They'll stay in jobs.
The pain
they'll
you know.
Live somewhere that makes them miserable. You know, maybe they hate snow, but they won't move, or they don't like whatever,
or
you know,
they don't like their job, but they like the paycheck.
Exactly. You know, and so we're not saying that you need to take drastic action. What we are saying is that when you can dive into the peace of authenticity, then those things that were stopping you from feeling safe no longer have the power they had. You might stay in that relationship. You might stay at that job. But when you can feel safe in the gift of who you are, you see the greater experience of that job, that relationship, that thing that's happening around you.
And so the universe has given us this incredible launch that came forward from August last year, propelled
us
into...
Yeah, wow. Remember that arrow, guys, that shot out?
All of this full moon energy of December and January. And the gift of this is it's an opportunity to hone our discernment and to really anchor that wisdom that says, I am at peace with this experience because I know I'm connected to the infinite.
Exactly.
And as we move through the peace, as we really claim that, then the second chakra is the bhakti. This is the energy of love. And we want to talk more about this throughout the show because there's a lot of discernments about what is the quality of this bhakti.
Now, when we say bhakti and love, you know, immediately there might be the emotional components, right? And yet, let's remember, guys, just to, again, keep this in the framework of this extraordinary overarching love, which is we are all loved so much. And I'm talking about every beautiful being that's part of this incredible cooperative experience we're all having, that we are being gifted, and it really feels like a gift. We are being gifted with this entire year as kind of a year out of the years to give ourselves, and because we can only give it to ourselves, the gift of anchoring stability through Shanti, Bhakti, and Ananda. And this is the entire year. And yet January, February, and March are kind of like an extra amp because that whole year is going to play out in the first 3 months as a foundation to build from. Because guys, I wish I could tell you it's not going to get as intense. It's not going to keep getting more intense. Guess what? It's going to keep getting more intense every single month this year. And so the key is to love, be, and get ready to have an amazing journey.
You know, I spent a number of years flying airplanes and really loved getting up above the earth and getting in the plane. And then, of course, there would be turbulence. And, you know, when you're a passenger on a commercial jetliner, the turbulence is always a little disconcerting.
Yep.
When you're the pilot of the plane, it's just part and parcel. It's just part of the environment. There's going to be some bumps and it's no big deal.
And for you.
For the pilot. And so it's time to be the pilot of your life and realize that these ascension symptoms, these energies, this seeming chaos in the outer world, the turbulence of being awake and alive is part of the experience.
Yes. And it doesn't have to be hard.
No, it's just a matter of being at peace with yourself and in peace with your divine nature. And this brings us back to recognizing the beautiful gift that we have been given for this period of time, to practice once again, to reaffirm that I love myself, I love my life, I'm willing to move forward, to have the energy of yes in your spirit.
Yes, yes, yes. I love that, Sri.
and so as we practice that, as we overcome the old frumpy, grumpy habits, because we've all got them, there's negative habit patterns that are very popular. These patterns are for a large part in the subconscious of many, many beings. And so you get an opportunity because you're on a conscious journey. We get to see what's going on. We get to notice where we're uncomfortable, where we're uncertain, what's going on in the world, and all of this is part of the experience of awakening your mastery.
Oh, Sri, so well said. And, you know, speaking of the experience of awakening mastery, all of our phone lines are full. We've had all these beautiful people waiting. And remember, you can also send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com. We always do our best to get to as many of you as possible. But, you know, we want to really pace through today with the mastery presence. And I just want to say again, guys, before we go to the phone lines, remember that 2018 – as the year of anchoring stability through Shanti, Bhakti, and Ananda is calling out your mastery. It's like the universe is saying, who are you not to remember who you are? And we are loved so much. You are getting a whole year to gently, lovingly adapt, be part of it. And this is also why Sri and I have put out the video on the newest 18 ascension symptoms, because you want to educate yourself so that you can relax, so that fear can become something of the past. Doubt and fear will steal your peace. They will destroy your love, and they will make sure your joy is short-lived. And so what a blessing to know that you as the master are ready to blossom, that this is your time, and to remember that January, first chakra, is all about that safety, that blessing of peace that comes when you trust the divine flowing through you. Now, that also means that you're taking action. Brings us to February, and we have a lot more to say about February, and the bhakti, the love of creation. It is a month of birthing dreams, and I just love that energy.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, as you think about the physical body, the root chakra is in your pelvis. It's
yes,
right there. Where you have a sense of balance.
Yeah,
you know, your pelvis actually rotates when you walk. It has a little harmonic swing.
It does. I love that harmonic swing.
And so if we put the energy of peace in our gait, we're able to walk through life with greater ease. Now we lift up to the second chakra, which is near the organs of creation.
Yeah.
And the organs of elimination.
Okay, there we go. We got it all now.
So it's really important to recognize that in order to be at peace and to cultivate love, we need to let go of things that no longer serve us, and we need to embrace our authentic vision for moving forward.
Which will then increase your spiritual courage and tenacity and actually call the miracle presence into you so quickly it blows your mind away.
Yeah, and so this is the essence of love, to love life, to love yourself.
Yourself!
As you are and as you are not, because we are in a process of evolution and movement, and the key is that every one of us is a facet on the giant crystal.
Ooh.
And so what are you meant to reflect? What is your dream? What's your contribution? Give energy to that, and you will find that the energy of love comes much more easily.
Well, Sri, I love that. And speaking of the energy of love, we have all these amazing beings holding on the phone right now. And I see we have a couple of first-time callers, so why don't we begin right there?
Yeah, we're going to jump to line 4, and we'll say hi to Kate from Washington.
Namaste, Kate. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. It's such a pleasure to speak with both of you. Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure to speak with you, Angel. How can we serve you today?
Well, I've been dealing with a bit of inner conflict. I work as an intuitive professional. So I bring through messages and I guide people intuitively and I shift energy. And this has been a journey of my own that has been a true soul calling. And I find that my personal love relationship has been mirroring a lot of the themes that I see with my work with clients. However, I've been getting a lot of mixed messages within my personal relationship, and I'm not sure how to proceed because I definitely feel conflicted. It's a matter of the mind and the heart. Logically, I feel this is, you know, undermining and it's weighing me back and we're not equally yoked, and vibrationally we don't hold the same vibration. And anytime I make the decision, you know, to call it, this is it, let's honor what we've done and let's move, you know, forward in our different directions. Something within days, something happens, an event happens that ends up bringing us closer together. like a death in the family, or an issue with a car accident where my partner got into a car accident. And so we're there for each other when these events happen. And so we end up getting back together as a resolution. And so I'm not sure if this is meant to enhance my work to be of service to others, because I'm living it, so I'm learning it and I'm understanding it firsthand, or if this is something that is prohibiting me from reaching my full potential to be of service as a healer and a light worker.
Well, I really first and foremost just want to honor you. You are an extraordinary being and you have incredible capacities. You really do. I mean, you're really quite beautiful, and thank you for the honor of sharing with you today. I do want to share this with you, Katie. You're so welcome. The hardest person to ever read is ourselves, is it not? And this is, it is, it's the truth. And the reason being is you have integrity. It's when we have integrity, then we have this sense of divine experience. And we tend to, I don't want to use the word not see, but we're very aware of crossing lines in the way that we do what we do. So here's what your guides are wanting you to hear. Yes to everything, meaning, yes, you are, this is part of your training. Yes, you are having these experiences for more than just yourself. And you are at a precipice moment, meaning that everything around you right now is ready to shift. And so this experience with him must shift. How it shifts is still being determined. However, it's important to recognize that you have the opportunity in front of you to see more than you're seeing right now. And the next time this comes in front of you, because there is going to be a next time pretty soon, it's important to pay attention outside. Pull up outside of yourself, go into the multidimensional reader self and see it from that lens, and your answer is going to be like so obvious, you're just going to start laughing.
Okay. So hold that energy of yes.
Yeah, exactly. And pay attention. You're in like your PhD class right now, and you're getting ready to have a final exam, and you're going to handle it differently than you've handled it before. And that's the gift. And it's all coming to that. And it's a beautiful one that will actually propel you further faster. And so it is.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, my angel.
I'm sincerely grateful.
As are we for meeting you. Many blessings.
Well, as we all take a breath and smile.
Ooh, I know, I'm taking a breath. Wow, and beautiful.
And capture the truth that there's so many tidbits in every reading for all of us.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And knowing that the universe does not do anything other than support our discernment.
In every way. And you know, Sri, I have to, just because of what Kate was saying, it's like I've got all these angels around me saying, Sri, Kira, tell them what's happening in July. We need to tell them what's happening in July.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things we mentioned, the new Ascension energy symptoms that we just posted the video at YouTube, what's going on our environment right now are more, not just energy frequencies, but dimensional, call it symptoms, dimensional, interdimensional experiences.
Yes.
And because of this, we have been guided to create a wonderful gathering, a workshop experience in July that will help people master the interdimensional realities that are upon us.
And bring it out into the planet. Now, guys, this is July 1st through the 5th, right here at Tosa Blue Mountain with Sri and I. And we are so, so excited. This thing is just outrageous. Go to SriandKira.com. You'll see it right there on the homepage. You can learn all about it. Write us if you have any questions. But here's the key. What is happening is that we have been blessed to unify three of our most, I feel, powerful programs that ignite mastery presence, that literally really help you not only resolve your cosmic heritage, but have profound clarity about your mastery and why you're on the planet at this time.
Yeah, yeah. We have three of our proven programs that open up your sight, help you see beyond the veil, help you empower your spiritual self. And we've combined the three of these into an intensive experience that will not only help you pop into new realities and safely understand what's going on, but you will also be given the tools so you can help others.
Well, that's the key. And that's why our first caller, Kate, reminded me of that. Because if you're already doing readings for people, or you've ever thought about it, or you just want to know how to do readings for yourself, or really want to understand the true system of numerology, not the fake one that's out there, I mean, the honest to God, original, ancient, Essene, ascended numerology, get down here. Every single day, I'm excited because every single day we're going to be traveling together and going back into our cosmic lifetimes and remembering and doing each other's charts and laying out these mystical journeys. And if you want, you can even be certified to do this. So check it out.
It's going to be grand, wonderful, and filled with the love of the universe.
You know, we just announced this, guys, and we are already halfway full. So please check it out. Let us know if you want to join us. We would love to spend this time with you. Now, you know, Sheree, speaking about spending time and this February birthing, we have all these people waiting to speak with, but there's also this energy of birthing that's on the planet right now. And I really want to talk about the second chakra and the bhakti and the vision, because guys, I really, you need to get clear. What is the vision you are willing to birth right now in the energy of this month? Because this month actually is going to have two distinct aspects to this anchoring. You're going to have February 1 through February 13. And then we have Mahashivratri on the 13th. We also have the Carnival energy going on the planet, lots of different things happening. And then you've got from the 14th, which for many people is Ash Wednesday, on until the end of February, a different experience. So one energy, two unique experiences. What are you creating? What do you want to birth?
And speaking of the birthing, what we're referring to is being able to love a vision, to love a dream, and to nourish it into fruition. And that is the wonderful symbology of the organs of creation, the feminine capacity to be able to hold, cradle, and nourish a dream. And in this case, the metaphor is that of a baby. However, all of us have access to and are part and parcel part of the creation energy that is the second chakra.
Yeah.
And so a healthy, balanced, spiritually oriented sexual second chakra is not a sexual chakra. It is a chakra of intimacy with love. Intimacy with ourselves and others in a healthy way. And this means forgiving the past and embracing the vision of what's to be.
Right now. And to celebrate in whatever manner you choose that brings forward your peace, your love, and your joy. And in this moment, what brings forward mine, Sheree, is connecting with more of these amazing people. So we have lots of first-time callers
here.
Yeah,
we're heading to line five. And on line five is Marissa from Oklahoma.
Namaste, beautiful angel. Welcome.
Namaste. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, it's our honor. Hello? Thank you for being here.
So right now it seems like life is very chaotic, from everything from my business, my love life, my home life, just emotionally everything is draining. And every time I take 10 steps forward and think that a decision has been made and I'm focused, something happens and I wind up 20 steps back and I just feel really stuck. And I have this strong urgency to just leave. Like, I want to go someplace new where I know nobody and just completely start fresh. But I don't know if, like, spirit is telling me you need something, a new environment, or if I'm just so emotionally drained that I'm trying to run. And if I am going somewhere, it's like, well, where am I going? I'm just rolling the dice because I have like no, I can't get a clear vision for the future no matter how hard I try.
Well, first and foremost, I just want to honor you for getting through today and thank you for sharing that with me. you have a very powerful, the word, it's so funny, the word they keep giving me is like drive. Like you have the energy to apply and accomplish whatever it is that you want to get really passionate about. And they're saying that you have hit a moment in your life where you need to get really simplified, meaning everything needs to be about you and you need to be the center of your universe, just you. And they're showing me you and you're in the middle of what looks this like to be this gorgeous crystal, is this big, beautiful crystal. And you know how crystals have sides, they have facets, and you're kind of staring at each one of those facets. And what's been happening is that you've been seeing them as individual facets and forgot that they're all part of the whole and that you're in the middle. And they're saying that if you sit with yourself now and you relax out of this mind, meaning the mind that's feeling the overwhelm, because I really see that energy. It's kind of like laying on you right now, like a heavy blanket. And they're saying that if you sit quietly with yourself and make it fun, put on some music, light a candle, burn some incense, and just breathe, then what you will discover is that the doorway is open, the movement is clear, and with this drive, this kind of driver energy that's within you, you can very quickly put all the pieces together to continue to the next step of the journey. And so I really, with all my heart, encourage you to sit down. There's a lot of beings around you right now and a lot of support, and you just need to breathe, relax, and give yourself a moment to really be with it. You're not running away. You're claiming. You're running too. And I am really glad you got through today, my angel. Many blessings.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, my love. Many, many blessings. Namaste.
Well, let's all just take a moment and breathe into our own heart space.
Yeah.
And relax, because all is well.
Yes.
And there are so many moments where we can't see the forest for the trees, so to speak, that there's we need to reach out for reassurance and a reminder that we do have the answers within.
Absolutely.
And that's how we help each other in this journey. Now, we're going to take a little station break right now and help ourselves to a glass of water. We invite you to breathe and be, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process, and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the violet flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We are delighted to be with you. Remember, this is a time of expansion, and everything is expanding. So why not focus on the expanding love, the expanding peace, and the ascension opportunity that is here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, our bodies have to adjust to a lot of new frequencies. And a lot of folks are having a variety of quote-unquote symptoms in their bodies because the frequencies are more vibrant, more potent, and more accelerated than ever before.
And they're intense.
I mean,
the reality is they're really intense. And this is why, please, please, please go to our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira. Better yet, subscribe. That way you get notified when all the new videos come out. Watch the new videos on the 18 the 18 ascension symptoms that are really powerful right now. and the February predictions, because there's more even than we have time to talk about on this one show.
And one of the things to remember is that your tissues, your body was really built of the earth, and yet we are becoming ever more cosmic beings. And so our bodies have a job to transmute and transition and support our energetic upliftment. So if you're having physical issues, if you're having stuff going on,
you're not alone.
No, you're not.
And you're not crazy.
And so bring in the recognition, bring in your spiritual discernment, mm-hmm. and say, okay, I need to perhaps live a little more cleanly. I need to love my body in new ways. I need to exercise or stretch a little more, drink pure water. Maybe I need to float in a bathtub pretty often.
I love that idea.
You know, these are the ways we help our body integrate the frequencies, and then we'll integrate the quote-unquote symptoms.
Mm-hmm. This is a blessing, and this is why February is such a powerful month, because this is the month of second chakra. And remember, such a beautiful, wonderful chakra, and we're lifting the energy, right? So we stabilized in January, we're finding that peace, we're trusting ourselves, and we're lifting up, I deserve because I was born, into that beautiful creation second chakra. My angels, in the face of a third dimension, and remember, you gotta tune in next week. We're gonna explain how all of these dimensions are interacting and how you can really navigate them. Just remember, the third dimension right now is manifesting in extreme polarity. Be careful, because it could make you think that your choices are extreme. It can make you forget that you are limitless. It can really try to steal your peace. And then you have that fourth dimension that's pretty much one and the same at this point, and that's where you're going to see extreme duality. So when you've got extreme duality and extreme polarity basically trying to pulse with the same beat, it's the time to remember the master you are and lift above it so that you can navigate it. And remember, next week's show is all about the how-tos and a greater description of that. So here in February, it's about creating, loving, love your life, love yourself, and dream knowing that creation is in your capable hands right now.
Absolutely. And that what is going on is an opportunity to create, to be in the world, but not be of the world, to lift above all of that polarity and chaos, and let it inform you, let it even amuse you. Do not let it become your Velcro.
Yeah, right on, Sri. And, you know, we got to give a shout out. Yesterday was our monthly miracle gathering of spirit. And if you're not aware, we have this amazing honor every month of meeting with our miracle team. And the TOSA miracle team is an amazing, powerful unit of people that have recognized their miracle presence and have ignited that, not only on behalf of their own lives and creating miracles in their own lives, but on behalf of every being on the planet. And it's really an amazing gift. And we do this every Saturday. And then every Monday, there's special newsletters delivered to our miracle team with miracle messages for that week and more about the weekly navigation. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because yesterday's ceremony was really powerful. And a lot of the miracle team members, you know, guys, we share during these ceremonies, a lot of the members were talking about the symptoms they've been having and how that's, you know, and supporting each other through community. And, and we found out a lot of the Miracle Team members are now starting to get together in their communities. So if you're a Miracle Team member and you want to learn about, you know, how you can gather with other Miracle Team members, give us an email, support@selfascension.com. And if you don't know about the Miracle Team or you're curious how you can become a member, go to shriandkira.com and click on learn about the Miracle Team and learn what all the fun's about.
Absolutely. Because we are at a time where spiritual community
matters
is really important.
Matters. Yeah. And speaking of spiritual community, we have an email here from one of our Miracle Team members.
Well, this is a fun email because it touches on a couple of things that are going on for lots of people.
Well, I love her subject line, guys. Her subject line is tri-dimensional and ascension symptoms and crown activity. Oh my.
Oh my.
I think a lot of us are feeling that way.
Absolutely. So let me get rolling here. This email begins, Namaste and blessings, Sri and Kira. Words cannot express my gratitude for our amazing experience at Tosa Blue Mountain. It was a blast off, and I feel as if the energy is in turbo mode now.
So we agree.
Veronica was with the group.
Veronica was here for our New Year's group.
Yes. Yesterday, I attended the Miracle Team ceremony for the first time as a bona fide member.
Woohoo! Yay!
And it was lovely to hear the voices of those who were here with us. My heartfelt love and a big hug to all.
We feel it, Veronica.
Now, here's where it gets into the fun stuff here. She says, I worked on building a foundation of Shanti in January, and it really paid off. When confronted with some scary events, I was able to keep a deeper sense of peace. It almost felt like I was cradling my mind of density and comforting a small, scared child.
How beautiful.
Well said.
Yeah, really. Congratulations.
I feel I'm walking in and out of dimensions all the time, and being at peace makes the journey easier.
Yeah, we agree.
Yes. Now, thank you for your new video on ascension symptoms. Last week, I woke up with a sense of fullness and pain behind my eyes, and it lasted all the day. And I was really sensitive to the fluorescent lighting in the clinic where I work.
Yeah.
I breathed through it, and it was gone the next day.
Congratulations. Sign of mastery. Congratulations.
And a reminder to all of us, keep breathing, keep drinking water, and these energies do pass.
Enter and educate yourself. Go watch the new video.
She continues, I have one particular ascension symptom that's been going on for quite some time. It started several years ago. I feel intense itching on my scalp. She says, I believe this to be crown activity, especially at night. Before I consciously started my journey of self-ascension a little over a year ago, I had gone to numerous doctors, and the diagnosis back then was premenopausal symptoms. But at this rate, I'll be in the Guinness Book of Records for having the longest menopause in history. LOL. And I'm wondering if there's anything I can do to ameliorate this symptom. Any suggestions would be deeply appreciated. And she goes on to talk about an upcoming move and taking concrete steps to follow guidance and make a move. And yet there is the energy of leaving behind the her birth parents.
Yeah.
And the tension that comes when it's time to move on, yet we have emotional connections.
Absolutely.
So she concludes, I love you. You're always in my heart. Blessings, Veronica.
Well, namaste and blessings to you, Veronica. And thank you. Thank you for such a beautiful and heartfelt sharing. Veronica, the first thing that Sri and I truly want to share with you in this moment is that your crown chakra has been opening and closing. I'm not talking about the seventh. I'm talking about the expanded crown chakra. Remember when you were here at Avesa, when you look in the Divine Galactic Blueprint, the expanded crown, those of you that have read the Living in the Fifth Dimension series, this is when the star consciousness unifies with the third eye and the crown lifts up. You have the skills you need now to have this really finish and complete itself very, very quickly. And I encourage you to just start really activating those skills. The things you learned when you were here will all help you with that. This is not a menopausal symptom. And it is actually unifying. We're at a very powerful state. It's like your energy field and the earth have caught up with each other. And so things are going to start coming together very quickly. Now, that's also part of why this move has to be. Everything's catching up with each other. You're entering another phase of your life, and your parents already know that's happening as well. And so I think what you're going to find is a surprising amount of support for your next step of the journey and for you to start freeing up all the energy around you so that each being may find the blessing of their own sense of completion. And so congratulations and let it be amazing. And thank you for writing in. We love you too, sweetheart. Now, Sri, we have all these other people
well,
still
let's
holding
run
as well,
to the phone
don't
lines,
we?
Huh? I think what we want to do is head to line one, and we'll say hello to Demarius from Texas.
Namaste, beautiful angel. Welcome.
Hi, it's awesome to connect with you guys again. I just would like a mini soul reading.
Well, thank you. And it's a gift to connect with you again, too, sweetheart. You know, as I connect with your energy today, I immediately feel my hands coming right up and I'm putting them on my heart center. And so if it's possible for you to even put one hand on your heart center right now, please do that. If you can't, just at least feel that energy. and allow your breath to relax and allow your heart to get soft. And the message that's coming in is coming in this beautiful archangel who's like draped around you. It feels like Raphael to me, and he's just draped around you, and he's wrapped his arms around you like this. And he's saying, it is time for your heart to be soft and for your mind to melt and for you to let go of that which is no longer yours to carry. Feel the freedom before you as you will take a new breath, and tomorrow ignites the next step. And so it is, my love. Thank you for calling in. Many blessings.
Thank you. Thank you. Many blessings.
Thank you. I love you too, honey. Many blessings. Whew, Sri, I just need to breathe for a minute.
Yes. And as we all breathe, I want to just say that it's such an honor to connect and to bring consciousness to that which is occurring. And that which is occurring is the journey of souls.
Yeah, in every way. And this is such an honor to be with you guys. Oh my gosh, because what a better way to demonstrate bhakti, Sri, right?
Absolutely.
The gift of divine love and meeting each other in this presence. Let's see if we can get to everybody who's holding. We've got another first-time caller.
First-time caller on line 4 will say hi to Shabi.
From Michigan. Namaste, beloved one.
Namaste. I love the both of you so much. Oh my God. I just love you. I am a retired university professor. I retired many, many years ago, and I was initiated into the Dharma, Sanatana Dharma, and I teach meditation, and I also teach higher consciousness, you might say, various divine principles of the Dharma. And I have lots of students who are experiencing the new 18 symptoms that you talk about on your other video. And, of course, I've experienced some of them myself. And I guess my question is, am I going to be able to reach more folks regarding the fact, it's interesting that you used birth as a metaphor a little while ago, because I tell my students we're in process of labor, the labor, quote-unquote, of rebirth of the self, transformation of DNA, cellular records, and so forth. But so many of them, they'll hear me in a seminar or a lecture, and then they go into fear, you know, and they'll call for blessed assurance from me and so forth. And so my essential question is, number one, am I being effective in terms of helping them to elevate to a higher level of consciousness? And number two, am I going to be able to reach more people in my area so that people will stay out of fear and understand that we are participating in what I call a divine symphony, and that all of us are being tuned up?
Well, first and foremost, I have my hands in prayer position. I bow before you. You are a beloved, incredible being. Oh, my goodness gracious. And the first thing I want to share to you, my angel, is yes. You are a beacon. When I gaze at you, like my eyes right now are fluttering because you are a literal beacon of light, and your light is expanding. Your light is expanding right now. And so you have a big mission ahead of you. And over the next 6 months, there's going to be some new connections, some new things that you're doing, some new places you're going to go. And over the next 6 months, you're going to be collecting the rest of these pieces that are like, it's like you're putting on your armor of light, you know? And it's pretty cool because they're showing me you, and you're putting on like this beautiful breastplate, and you're putting on these sleeves, and it's like you're putting on your armor, of your Wonder Woman armor, and over the next 6 months you're collecting that, and then by late summer next year, huge expansion. So keep doing what you're doing. Follow your guidance, watch the new connections, and get your butt down here in July. I would love to meet you. So thank you for the honor of
talking to you.
You're
wonderful. I'd love to meet you guys too.
Oh, many blessings.
So much. Bless the both of you and the work that you do.
Thank you, Angel. Namaste.
Many blessings. Yes, it is a delight to be able to have these conversations and to connect and to recognize that each of us has a quote-unquote higher purpose. That is, we took birth for a reason.
And do you feel the bhakti?
Yes.
You know, we're creating, guys, all of these. I love the callers today. I mean, I love our callers every week, because every week you guys create the show. And the energy of everyone is creation, birthing, expansion, forward momentum, trusting your guidance. This is very exciting.
And to recognize that each one of you is okay as you are.
And it's about feeling your peace and feeling the love and trusting. Let's go, Sri. We've got it. Let's just grab another caller here.
All right. We're running to line two, and we'll say hello to Corey from California.
Hey, Angel. Namaste, Corey. Welcome.
Hey, guys. Thank you very much. So happy to be here on the call today. It's a great show. I'm loving it. And I feel like I'm moving into some thriving times. I'm feeling it. So I just wanted to see what you guys had to say.
Well, we're honored, and thank you for joining us today and for bringing your beautiful presence. You know, one of the blessings of your energy field right now is that there's a sense of, I'm going to use it, the anchored stability, very much the energy of 2018, right? 2018 is the year of calling in anchored stability, and it feels very strongly that you're doing something that a lot of people have yet to understand how to do. You're anchoring your stability through Shanti, through Bhakti, and very much I see the Ananda. And so what I would share that is really emanating around you is that you are in mastery flow with the presence of the universal stream that is going through 2018. This is going to be your big anomaly year. And what you will learn, accomplish, and experience this year will play out literally for the rest of your life. And so, as with everyone else that has been coming here today, I'm just bowing before your kingly presence, because it's large, it's lofty, and there's this oversoul energy that's smiling and kind of looking at me and saying, don't worry, he's got it. And so that's what I got to share with you, my angel. Don't worry, you got it.
Thank you so much. I have tears in my eyes. I'm so grateful. I love you guys, and many blessings.
We have tears in our eyes, too. We love you, my love. Feel my arms around you right now.
Many blessings.
Namaste. You know, this is the love of what's happening right now. This is the love of bhakti, of total energy, of being present with the divine creation energy. And so it's about this second chakra and recognizing, my angels, what in your energy field right now, what is the gift you are ready to birth, to bring into form? And with all my heart and soul, please, please, please go watch the two videos we've just posted. Go to YouTube. Our station is Official Sri and Kira. Just, you know, get sign up, whatever that is, you know, like it. I don't know. Tune in. That way you know when the new videos are coming out. But remember, we're going to be next week, and you got to make a note to join us for next week's show. We are at a moment, guys, where the third and the fifth dimension have anchored, okay? They've been twinning, right? And while they were twinning, they kind of overlapped each other. Well, now they have anchored one and the other. And the gift or the surprise was that what we didn't realize, and everyone, because the energy was almost like kept as a tight secret, was that hiding right there between that fifth anchoring presence, we had this kind of rapid expansion of the seventh and the ninth opening. And so it has created this intensity. It has said, okay, guys, time to wake up. You're a master right now. This isn't about we're hoping for it. It's about remembering it and doing it. And there are lots and lots of symptoms and energies and experiences that are happening because every being on this planet, guys, for the very first time, we are all learning to navigate this tri-dimensional experience, this trine unity presence.
And this tri-dimensional experience is part of why we identified and listed the additional ascension symptoms, because they're very much part and parcel of these dimensional frequencies.
Yeah.
You know, everybody is on a path of evolution, and traditionally that meant moving out of selfish preoccupations and getting to the heart and learning to be kind and at peace with the world, and that's a good thing. However, what's going on right now is the heart is the launching pad for greater interdimensional contact.
Wow, I love that.
And so as we learn to be at peace and to love all creation and be in our heart, guess what? The galaxy opens. And this brings me back to one other thing. In the third dimension, meaning mass consciousness, you're going to be seeing so much polarity and duality and distortion.
Everything that will try to take you away from your truth.
And the drama, the distortion, the duality is when we engage those frequencies with the body of form, the natural result is fear. The second result is I got to push away and get control. And this turns into irritation and anger. And the next thing you know, we're caught up in the soup of basically like a drowning person thrashing on the water. How do I find my way?
Yeah.
You know, what's going on? Now, I have great compassion and sympathy for that drowning person, because I have been in my moments of choking and not knowing which way to turn.
Yeah.
And the peace that I can offer right now from the path I've walked and the wisdom that's come forward is to trust that you will lift above these Velcro moments as long as you hold your presence. And your presence begins with a hand on the heart. Your presence begins with conscious breathing. Your presence is magnified through meditative moments where we begin to just simply lift above the drama of the game board.
And in order to do that, you get to create. Call in the bhakti. Be the gift. And beloved angels, next week, let's learn how to thrive through these times. And until we have the joy of seeing you then, may you know that we love you. Check out coming to join us in July. And we look forward to seeing you again next week.
And hold the energy in your heart that all is truly well.
Namaste. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.